National Geographic Books has published a new book, which was recently People Magazine's Book of the Week. It's entitled, Andy Warhol Was a Hoarder, Inside the Minds of History's Great Personalities. It was written by Claudia Kalb, who's on the phone with us tonight. Welcome to Around Cincinnati, Claudia.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Your fascinating book focuses on 12 historical figures, 8 men, 4 women. First chapter begins with Marilyn Monroe, the last Albert Einstein. Tell us about some of the other 10 personalities in the book.
Well, I start back in history as far back as President Lincoln's in the early 1800s, Darwin, the scientist, Fyodor Dostoevsky, the Russian novelist, Frank Lloyd Wright, George Gershwin, Howard Hughes, Christine Jorgensen, Betty Ford, Andy Warhol, and Princess Diana, in addition to the two you mentioned.
And you go into great detail in each chapter about their childhoods and how this experience may have contributed to their conditions, like Howard Hughes and his case of OCD.
Right. So I try to study their lives in detail based on biographies, autobiographies, letters, and journals. I also looked at medical studies, in some cases about these people and these conditions, and also talked to mental health experts. Howard Hughes had such a strong case of obsessions about germs. He was very concerned about cleanliness and hygiene, and it took control of his life. So I kind of unravel who he was and what might have led to that, including possibly environmental figures, his mother's own big concerns about hygiene early on.
George Gershwin, ADHD. I found that interesting.
Well, he's such an incredible musician, composer, and his music is so captivating. I went to hear a psychiatrist in New York who also is a trained pianist who talks about the composers and their minds. And he did a performance about Gershwin and raised the theory that his childhood characteristics, which included inattentiveness and restlessness, he got into little street fights, he sometimes didn't go to school, all of these characteristics looked like what today you could imagine him being taken off to, you know, by the school counselor to a child psychiatrist. And this psychiatrist, Dr. Richard Kogan, says, you know, it's likely he would have been off for a assessment and might have even been diagnosed and prescribed medication.
Betty Ford had an addiction, and that led to something really good that helped a lot of people and is still helping a lot of people.
Right. Betty Ford was a remarkable character. She struggled with addiction herself, with alcohol and prescription drugs. She was initially prescribed for pain for a perfectly legitimate reason. And she came out of the White House and a couple of years later went public, went into rehab and went public to treat her addiction. And she raised level of awareness in a big way. Her being First Lady, people could say, if it can happen to her, it can happen to me. And she started the Betty Ford Center, which has treated tens of thousands of people who struggle with addiction today.
I noticed that you talked in the chapter about Albert Einstein, who had autism, about the slices of his brain that are on display in Philadelphia.
Right. And so the theory about autism is still not entirely sure. It's a hypothesis. And I tried to look at that in the book and explain where some of the experts were coming from. But his brain slices at the Mutter Museum in Philadelphia, it's a medical museum, and you can go in there and see these slices. The brain was taken out at autopsy, not that it was supposed to be, but the pathologist did that anyway, and it was sliced into pieces, some of them sent off to scientists for research, and this box of slides ended up in the hands of a scientist in Philadelphia who donated them to the museum, and it's really an incredible sight to see this.
And Andy Warhol, the title of the book, was a hoarder, and he was a Pulitzer Prize hoarder, from what I understand.
Right. So he is the title character. Andy Warhol was a hoarder, and that comes from evidence of his inability to give anything away. He talked about not being able to throw anything out, even though he wished he could. His townhouse after he died was discovered just jammed with boxes and shopping bags and high-end art paintings by Lichtenstein and Rauschenberg and gems in the bed. And he collected also in boxes, which he called time capsules, tens of thousands of just everyday items, junk mail and invoices that he owed, postcards, pizza dough, clothing, his old wigs. He just threw it all in boxes. And there are 610 time capsule containers that you can actually see some of them on display at the Warhol Museum in Pittsburgh.
I wonder if we might end this interview by you reading from page 17, which is a great summary of your book.
Oh, sure. I would love to. At the end of the introduction, and I say, ultimately, this book is about crossways and connections between the mind and the brain, between public images and internal struggles, between the way people are wired and the way they behave, between famous people and the rest of us. It turns out that the lives of some of these historical figures intersected in very tangible ways. Darwin and Lincoln were born on the same day, February 12th, 1809. Einstein loved reading Dostoevsky. In a letter written in 1920, he called the Brothers Karamazov the most wonderful thing I've ever laid my hands on. Frank Lloyd Wright had dinner with Einstein and designed a house for Marilyn Monroe and her third husband, Arthur Miller. Monroe's hero was Lincoln. Howard Hughes and George Gershwin traveled in Hollywood circles and both dated Ginger Rogers. Andy Warhol printed silk screens of Einstein, Monroe, and Princess Diana. But what they shared above all was being human. My hope is that telling these stories will highlight the psychological challenges we all face, no matter how big or small, and maybe even eradicate some of the cultural stigma that can go along with them. By learning more about these fascinating icons, we may discover a greater appreciation for the depths of human experience and behavior and gain a greater understanding of ourselves.
Thank you so much, and thank you for this wonderful book.
Thank you. Just so delighted to be here.
Oh, and congratulations on the People Magazine Book of the Week.
Thanks. That was a big surprise. Nice surprise. Thank you.
You're welcome. I've been speaking with Claudia Kalb, who's the author of Andy Warhol Was a Hoarder, Inside the Minds of History's Great Personalities. You'll find a link at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay.